There's learning from the initial time lose of Shemsha Ari and Moshe, and then the Arif gives Moshe is very true. Nachmar Moshe, we suss for Shlema Chai, Moshe, and Malkin, and Bracha Masar Malkin, Matthias, and Pegadina. Suss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding in the middle of Simon Reish Ayin Vav. We started Sif Aleph, and we're up to the Rimah at the end of Sif Aleph. So the Mechaber over here started and told us that when a guy goes ahead and does something for Yisrael, at least something that is the Daraisa, for the rest of Shabbos, no Yisrael is allowed to have any Adam. From that, at least so, there were certain exceptions to the rules. So now says the Ramah, Miu, there is an exception, a major exception. Im asa en Yehuda beis Yisrael midaitai. The guy came in, you didn't ask him, and on his own will decided that he's going to do light a candle for you, turn on a light for you. Okay? En ha Yisrael tzarech lotzeis, afa pishan hanem en aner oimen amedura. The Yid does not require the Chachamim, although they said they made this gezeira, they were not allowed to use it. They did not make this say, oh, now you can't live in your house. You got to leave your house because the guy came ahead and he did it. Now, this is something, obviously, that he did it on his own free will. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Masa. And a dafka achas shekva osa in Yehudi. This is only because the guy did it already. Umar yeshli lishar alaisa. So we're not going to make gezeira. What was this Yid supposed to do? The Chachamim would not matriach him that he should leave his house because of this. However, you have to warn the person that going forward, don't do this. But if the Yid comes into his house and he sees the guy is going to do this for him, or to light the fire, of course you have to stop him. Even if it's in the guy's house and he's lighting it for you, you have to stop him. In a situation where the candle or the wood belongs to the Yid. Even if the Yid says, okay, I'm not going to bother getting into it with the guy, let him do it, I'm going to go to a different room. You have to stop him. And certainly in your own house. The main Yehudi Oisav al Karchai, if the guy says, I'm not listening to you, you tell the guy, listen, thank you very much for lighting the candle. However, this is against what I want you to do. Do not do this. You got to get rid of this guy. The people are going to be chayshes that the guy is doing it because you asked him, came from Beis Yisrael, it's in your house. If he's doing it for free, I should cut him as chacham and kibayla. So the guy, you have a deal with him; he works for you. He's doing this in your house. You have to stop him. If he doesn't listen to you, you have to get rid of that guy. Beis Yisrael. So the Ramah said that if he does it in the Yid's house, lav dafka du adin im shavas b'maloin etzayin Yehudi b'shabas. Let's say you're in a hotel by a guy's hotel. You're not required to leave. If the guy did it without your das on his own volition, and you did not see it beforehand, you didn't, and you didn't stop him. Midaitai from his own das, Hainush Leitzavia Yisrael. The Yid didn't command him to do it. Afal Pishayse Yisrael, his and Yehuda Bishvila. Even though he's doing it for you, the guy does not need this candle. Leitrichiayse Lotzes Mabayis Afal Pishay Balkarchei Unahane. Even though you're in the room, it's light now. You're going to have enough from it. Raksha also lishdamish la oire dovish la yochel lasis below ner or lischamim negan amadura. You still says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, you don't have to leave, and naturally you're going to have a norm from this light. But if there is something that would have been impossible for you to do without this, that you're still allowed to, not allowed to do. So, if I'm in a situation that there's a little bit light, and the guy, according to so Mishnah Berurah is limiting what the Ramah tells us, there was a little bit of light, and I could have done whatever I'm doing without it, just a lot easier for me now. Then the guy did it without my das, I'm allowed to go ahead and I'm allowed to stay there. But to do something that would have been impossible for me to do beforehand, I can only do it because the guy did it, still you can. And like the Mechaber said, and the Ramah agrees with this, if the guy did it because I told him to do it, then or I didn't stop him, then certainly I have to leave. All right. Let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah. And we said, any Yisrael tzarech lotzeis, the Yid doesn't have to go out. You don't have to turn away. Elam Ketcher writes the last is Midas Chasidus. You want to know Midas Chasidus? Turn around or go out. Ken Kutzim Agad Avraham Hashem Reis Yosef. Chudusha Araz Ramashra Shu Machmer Mizeh. He was Machmer. And no, you shouldn't directly face the light. You should turn away from the light. Ayin Shem. Okay. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis. Yisrael Ve'enim Yehudim Shasebu Yachet. So let's go with the case we had before. You're in a hotel. There's a communal room. And there's Goyim and there's Yidin sitting there. Ve'hidlik Ein Yehudin there. And the guy goes ahead and he lights a candle. So how do we judge this? Do we say that he lit this for the yid, and therefore you're not allowed to use it? Or do we say that he lit this for the guy? Im roiv einim yehudim, if most of the people in the room are goyim, then mutal ishtamish la'ayroi, you can be mishtamish to the candles, because you say he probably did it for the goyim. Im roiv yisrael, if it's mostly yidin, or yafila mechza mechza, even if it's 50-50, usher, then you are not allowed to have enough from it. Let's see the Mishavurim, Roy Vanim Yehudim. The Mistama, because if it's mostly Goyim, then we can assume Adai to the Rubikovit. Usually he's doing it for whatever the majority of the people in the room are. What happens if afterwards more Jews came in and now there's more Jews? And Yehudim or Goyim left and now there's remainder. Is more Jews, it doesn't change anything because we're going everything based on when he lit it. So when he lit it, it was mostly Goyim. Even afterwards, there's more Jews, it doesn't make a difference because it's all being judged. When he lit it, what do we assume his intention was? If it was mostly Goyim, we assume his intention was for the Goyim. If it was mostly Yidden, even then we assume his intention was for Yidden. So even this goes both L'chumra and L'kula. So even if, in that case, if there's more Goyim later on, it wouldn't make a difference because everything is based on when he lit it. Mechza, mechza. He said that if it's 50-50, then you can't do it. Why? Hatam, mishum delekin lemekim alei milsa. We can't, it's undetermined, right? In mishrila and Yehudi of it, I mishrila Yisrael of it, since it's 50-50. Okay. So some say it's not because it's undetermined who he did it for, but when it's 50-50, he had the same intention. He did it for both of them. Right? Then we said now let's go back to the Mechaber. Okay. Now, what happens with him? Yes. So we said that if he's lighting in the room, there's Goyim and Yid, then we follow the Reif. However, we'll see that there's certain exceptions to this rule. What happens if there's some sort of evidence, some sort of haychacha that she says that even though there was more yidden, he did this for the goyim. He lights the candle and then he pulls out the newspaper and sits down next to it to read it. Oh, so then even if there's more Jews, why did he light the candle? Because he wanted to read the newspaper. Then it is mutter. Then, even if there's Rav Yisrael, because remember, when did we say we follow the Rav? When we don't know what was in his das, and therefore, we assume that his das was for the Rav. However, in a situation where we have some sort of evidence that he didn't do it for the Rav, he did it for a different purpose, like we said, that he did it for himself, or he did it for a specific guy, right? We have some sort of evidence of that, then we don't have to follow the Rav. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah for himself, as he explains. Or he did it for one other guy over there. However, we know, just like we have evidence that he did it for the guy, we know he did it for the yid too. Look in the Bir Alacha, it's a long Bir Alacha. What was one of the riots? We see that he's using it. That's only if he's using it right away. But if he lights the candle in the room and then he walks out, so then we go back. Why did he light it? He didn't light it for himself. So then we have to go back that he lit it for the people that are in the room. Afal P, even if there's Roiv Yidden, we said, but if we have proof that he did it for a different reason, the Mistamak Shehidlik Mitchilan Nama Ikadaita today of the Nalecha Nalamea. He lit it for himself because we see he sat down to read. Once he lit it for himself, we can have a no, because as we said, it doesn't make a difference. Once one candle is good for one person, good for 100 person, he didn't do anything for us. Let's continue on over in the Rima. Says the Rima, Yesh Aimim, are those who say, the mutter loyim alein Yehudil halig leiner l'suda Shabbos. That when it comes to suda Shabbos and it's dark and you don't have a candle in the room, you can tell a guy to light it. Mishum, why? The Svira light, the Mutta light, the Mira la'en Yehudi, this Shita holds that you can, Amira la'akam is Mutta, Afilo b'malacha gemura, even with a total malacha, like lighting a candle, b'mkai mitzvah, when it's for a mitzvah. Sha'al shall pizeh, nahagi, rabbin, because of this reason, many people are makel, and they will tell the guy to do something for their suda. He says, you know, if you see them doing it, don't stop them. We'll see why shouldn't we stop them. He says the Ramah that lamaisa you should be machmir, you should not be relying on this. Most of the paiskim argue with this, and they hold that you're not allowed to do this. So let's start the Mishavur. I'm not sure we'll finish it all today, but let's start. Let's do the Shabbos. Heinu. We're talking about a situation, it's completely dark, there's no candles at all. They finished the meal, you didn't bench yet. There's some light. Of course, even according to those that are mako would hold that you're not allowed to do it. There's no mitzvah over here. You're able to bench, you're able to read, you have a little light. We're going to see this soon, but Ramah mentioned over here that if you happen to have one candle lit and you made a mistake and you told the guy to do it, you know, you can still do it because you're not really having so much honor from the additional light, but we'll get to that in Sifdal. We don't have to focus that on that over here. Amir Lan Yehudi, so that those who hold that Amir to a guy is mutter. I will shvus to Yisrael Atzman, the Kula Amma Asaf, Bimkai Mitzvah, to tell a Yid to be over the Rabbanah, Bimkai Mitzvah, of course, you're not allowed to. Bimkai Mitzvah, the Livnais Beis HaKnesses for Shabbos Ayyidei Yehudi, what about having a guy build a shul for you on Shabbos? Kasan Magan Avram, we went through this, to Asaf, Ilo Ladasa, Itti, you're not, this is not Mutta. Vayim Epi Megon, the Shemassim, should have a Mitzvah, Shein Averis, that's not called telling a guy to do something, Bimkai Mitzvah. On Shabbos, I have a mitzvah to eat my meal right now. If I don't have a candle, I can't eat my meal. So does Yesh Makilim who say that you can have the guy light a candle. But building the shul, I can have him build it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Why do I have to build him on Shabbos? The Suda Shabbos, I can't push it off till Sunday. The building of the shul is not the same comparison. I am a simmer reish mem dalet, but Magen Avraham shu oisla asas davazer af bekablonis. You're not allowed to do this. Im loish yesh cheshah Hashem yivatach hashem yidei binyan basic kesses lagamri. We'll go through it quickly because we did it already there. The only time there'll be a makam to be matter is if there's a concern that the shul won't be built at all. Oz yesh lahakol bekablonis. We have certain ways of doing it where it will be mutav efshad afal yidei schiras mutav b'chiyai gavnim lo yirtza in yud bekablonis. If you have no choice, then maybe it's mutter. That's not the topic over here. We went through this already. Now, the Mechaber said, I'm sorry, the Ramah said, that although this is a Yesh Mekilin, and although most of the Poskim argue, if we see somebody being Mekel, that in a situation where they don't have the, in the situation where you don't have any light, that you can be Mekel and you can tell a guy to light it, because it's a Shvus B'mkai Mitzvah, we shouldn't stop them. Why? The Ramah says that most Poskim disagrees. He says, we're talking about a situation where the chances are the people are not going to accept it because a lot of people do this. And they're going to say, you're a frumi and we're not listening to you. But of course, if this is a makam, if you know that the guy will accept it from you, you should tell him not to do it because, as Ramah said, most of the paiskim hold that this is not permissible. Now, the Ramah said that unless it's a great need, we shouldn't allow it. To Shla Hichma Aflatzer, Shla said you shouldn't do this at all. Go to the big cities where the rabbis used to fear. Tish Matzah Shabbos was called Tinkle Tish. It was dark, right? They didn't ask why. They didn't ask the guy to light the candles. Until they started Mariv. When they had Shalashudis, it was dark. He says, "Letzarich mitzvah, it's bein hashmashes matzah Shabbos." Then he was mekel, but not on Shabbos itself. That it's erev Shabbos bein hashmashes. Well, also we have this already. We'll learn it more later on. You can tell a guy to do it. Let's finish up the last Mishnah Berurah. The Rav Paiskim argue on this, and we call Makam Mutalim Leinu Lasakas Eretz Yiskalka B'Shabbos. If the Erev comes down on Shabbos, you could tell the guy to fix it. Kadesh Lo Yavoyu Rabim with a mitzvah, because since the Erev is down, if you don't fix it, there's hundreds of people who are carrying. Now you bala ita lismechalov lahata shvusta amira filu b'mlacha deraisa makam mitzvah the Rabim. So it's a makam mitzvah, or in this situation, saving the people from doing an Avera, you would be allowed to be makel to tell the goy to do it. Again, that's a prima god, the level of cotton, chav beis. I like hammer, it's loima. Sham can mevar, the like about it, that we're not saimach on this heter of telling a goy makam mitzvah, unless we have certain very, very unique situations, like we said, by an Erev, or you know somebody's being saimach on the shita, that you could tell a goy makam mitzvah, and by you telling him that most poskim disagree with this, and they hold you're not allowed to do it, they're not going to listen to you anyway, then don't say anything. But you yourself is definitely better not to rely on this. Okay, we're going to stop over here, and Amir Tzashem, we will continue tomorrow.